Hello and welcome or welcome back to Studying Spark, myself Shridhila. Studying Spark is a podcast where I give you study, productivity, self-care tips, and some experiences from my student life. Today's episode is about 5 study tips for online classes. Starting up with the first tip, that is to set SMART goals. Setting goals is important because having something to work toward can keep you on track and focused. SMART goal setting is one of the most effective time management strategies that can be used in just about any aspect of life, including your post-college career. It's a method designed to make sure you set your goals and stay productive to achieve them. SMART is an acronym that stands for the following: S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time-bound. Make sure all your goals fit into each of these categories, as each is designed to ensure you stay on track. Setting a specific goal that has a time frame attached to it, like pass my history course with at least a B+ average, is much easier to track and achieve than a broad, overarching goal like get a good career. The next tip is to treat your online courses or classes like your regular in-person classes. If you're having trouble focusing on your online lectures or classes, you need to start treating them like you would your regular classes. That means getting up and getting dressed, making yourself breakfast, and going about a regular routine. Even though it's more tempting to just roll out of bed and attend classes in your pajamas, it's easier to stay focused if your brain associates your online classes with a regular routine. This puts you in the habit of making your schoolwork a priority, even when it doesn't feel like one. The third tip is to create a workspace. You'll need to make sure you have a dedicated workspace set up where you can do all of your lectures, assignments, and studying online in peace with minimal distractions. Of course, this will be a tough task if you're in quarantine or self-isolation with a house full of family, roommates, or even pets. Sometimes certain circumstances don't allow us to be picky about our study spaces. However, it's important to try to make do with what you have available. Try not to use your bed for this. If it's really, really important and you don't have a study table at all, just get a desk you can place on your bed. The reason for this is because your brain already associates your bed with sleeping, relaxing, and maybe even watching Netflix. If you try to do schoolwork in it, your brain will have trouble breaking out of that pattern and focusing on being productive. It's best if you can set up your workspace near your Wi-Fi router so you can stay near a strong internet connection. However, your workspace should also be somewhere you can be in a quiet environment. Make sure whoever you live with knows not to bother you during your online classes. Give them a copy of your schedule if you need to. The fourth tip is to eliminate all distractions. On that note, it's important to avoid distractions. Again, this is hard when you're in quarantine or self-isolation with a house full of other people who are home all the time. But it's important. Distractions have a very big impact on your ability to focus and be productive. Put your phone on airplane mode or turn it off completely during your online classes or study sessions. It's easy to be tempted to check your TikTok page or Instagram or hop onto Animal Crossing to check on your virtual life, but letting yourself jump onto something else really quickly never ends well, and it's rarely ever quick. Social media is a big distraction, so turn it off while you're focusing on school. In fact, put away everything you're working on in your downtime so you don't have to look at it. The fifth and the final tip is don't forget to take breaks. You'll find this advice on just about any list of study tips, any podcast of study tips you come across. Well, that is actually good because research has shown that at peak performance, the human brain can concentrate on one particular task for about 90 minutes at a time before it starts to run out of your steam. Once your brain runs out of steam, you need to recharge its cycle so it can start focusing again.
That means it's actually better for your brain to take some breaks between study sessions. So instead of cramming in a long online studying period and trying to get it all done at once, give your brain a break now and then to recharge. This will help you remember more than you would otherwise. So that is all for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. There have been past two episodes of the same podcast series. So if you haven't yet checked that out, go ahead and do that right now. Thank you for listening. Adios, and meet you guys later.